I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, July 26th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. David Sanger joins us now. He's the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Carrie.
David, the front page of the Times today features a look at a six-year archive of military documents related to the war in Afghanistan. There have long been suspicions that Pakistan's military spy service has guided the Afghan insurgency with a hidden hand, even as the White House continues to give $1 billion a year to Pakistan to combat Afghan militants. Now there's some more evidence to back up those suspicions. Tell us about that.
Well, the archive is a series of what basically amount to military reports of specific incidents back and forth over the past 6 years. And if you take them as a whole, they paint certainly a grimmer picture of the war than the one that we got from the Bush administration, less so the case for the Obama administration, which I think has been a little more upfront about the challenges. But I think the most striking thing about them is that they show, as you mentioned, that many in the military believed that the ISI was behind a number of the attacks that they saw. Now, when you go through these reports, there isn't what you would call a smoking gun evidence of ISI involvement, but certainly a lot more suspicions. And it's one of the many granular pieces of information that make reading the parts of this archive so compelling.
On Sunday, an online organization called WikiLeaks.org posted tens of thousands of classified military field reports about the Afghan war. David, give us some insight about WikiLeaks.org. What do we know about them, and what new information do these documents tell us about the war in Afghanistan?
Well, WikiLeaks is a website that is devoted to full and complete transparency, and they're quite controversial because there are many other groups, even groups seeking disclosure of government documents, that does not believe that WikiLeaks operates in this area very responsibly. In this particular case, these documents were shown early on to three news organizations, The Times, The Guardian in London, and Der Spiegel in Germany. And in this case as well, WikiLeaks agreed, partly because of urging from these news organizations, to redact some of the documents so that there would not be the revelation of personal names, operational details, and so forth. The White House, as you can imagine, is not happy with the leak of so many classified documents. But at the same time, I think that they recognize that these documents, while classified secret, didn't do much other than confirm what many people have long believed about elements of this war. And so they provide a sort of specific documentary evidence.
What's the difference between WikiLeaks and the Pentagon Papers that the Times published in 1971?
Well, the Pentagon Papers were an official American history of the Vietnam War. And it was a secret document that was written in the Pentagon. This is more a series of a collection of reports from the field, some of them quite chilling. I was just reading one this morning, something called Outpost Keating, which was ultimately abandoned by the United States in a remote area of Afghanistan where they had come in with high hopes of trying to convert the locals over and show that the United States was there to help with goods and aid, and end up being just overwhelmed by an attack by the Taliban. And that was pretty interesting micro view, and that's what these reports provide, a micro view of just the degree of the challenge in Afghanistan.
How did WikiLeaks get these documents, and what's their reason for making them public?
WikiLeaks hasn't said how they got them, but there are a lot of suspicions that it's tied to one American soldier who was found to have downloaded a good number of documents and videos and was arrested a number of months ago. And in that incident, it involved a video of an American helicopter attack on a group of insurgents in Iraq that ended up killing a number of civilians as well. And you heard the soundtrack of the pilots as they talked to each other. The connection between that soldier and this leak has not yet been proven, but there are reasons to suspect that the two may be related.
Why are they doing this?
WikiLeaks is an organization that releases everything that it gets. And as the White House has pointed out, its founders make no effort to hide the fact that they are against the Afghan war and want the U.S. and others to pull out. But the quality of their information over the past few years has been up and down. in this case, this archive, when the Times looked at it, people concluded that this was the real thing.
How do you think the release of these documents are going to affect the war debate going forward?
It's an interesting question, and I'm not quite certain, but you've seen people like Senator Kerry, John Kerry, who's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, turn out a statement saying that, you know, these are going to make all the more vivid the need to get the policy right here. And as I wrote last week, you've had many more concerns in Congress in recent weeks that the policy that the president laid out in his speech in December simply isn't working, that the kind of progress that one would have come to expect even 6 or 7 months after the beginning of the surge has not yet come to be. Now, the president would argue that it's too early to tell, that the full surge forces are only in place at the end of this summer. But even then, I think there are many, even within the administration, who wonder whether the president will be able to achieve the much scaled-down objectives that he's laid out for Afghanistan.
Well, between online reading and the New York Times war log, it looks like there's some serious reading to be done on this Monday.
There is. There's a lot to go through. The Times website has organized this stuff pretty well, and so you can read both analytical articles and then it links you to some of the raw documents. So you've got a lot of places to look.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.